to the like that.
Hey Bean Team, welcome back to another episode of our cold brew sessions. I'm your co-host, Oscar Fernandez at Oscar Farts. Oh, why did I make that fart sound? That really is a fart joke. Anyway, and Enrique Rosado at Ryder Rosado. And he's doing a little jig.
I feel like I've heard some podcasts that have music on the background, and I thought of what will differentiate us, Oscar?
I mean, I don't have any musical talent. Do you have musical talent?
I'll do the jingles in the background.
No, I meant like real talent. All right, that's our guy.
Dancing and prancing. I hope this is public domain. And ooh, the shit, jingle bell underwear. you see the music industry. Were you doing a very perfect rendition of Jingle Bell Rocks? No, I don't know why I did that to my hair. It looks so bad now. No.
Yeah, I haven't washed my hair, so that's why it's up in a bun.
The thing they don't mention when you get long hair is when you take a shower, you have to put it up because at the ends get wet, and that's why I get this frizziness. But that's not what they're here to talk about, Oscar. They're here to talk about talk about something else. Come on, Oscar.
They don't hear about our greasy nappy hair. They want to hear about
my hair. My hair is luxurious. Wait. I look like a wet dog. Please continue.
Oh, that's what your anime animal is now.
I went from a panda to a wet dog in the street.
Yeah. You remember Two Stupid Dogs?
So today we're talking about what, Oscar? I'm not letting you do that. No, I'm not letting you do that.
But I'll be the tiny one. Anyway, so.
Oh my God, you are.
I know.
The tiny brown dog with me, the big shaggy one. Oh no. Oh God.
So what I want to talk about was a little bit of appreciation episode because we talked about a few of our space western animes and that whole little run. Yeah.
You appreciating me?
No, not at all. Oh, no, okay. No. I appreciate you every day. When I wake up every morning, there's a little picture of you on my nightstand. And I go, I appreciate you.
And then I'll never say it to my face.
That picture gets the love. Because I already said it to the picture of you. That's redundant. There's no need for that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm stupid. Continue.
Yeah. Remember the two stupid dogs. So anyway.
You a bitch. So, continue.
What I want to talk about is like, where did I like originally watch these before? And it was Toonami. And so I want to talk about like how Toonami influenced us growing up. Mm-hmm. And
that makes sense.
Like what, and like what it got you into, and all that stuff. And what was your favorite sort of show from those good old days? I'm gonna let you go ahead and start first.
Oh man. Oh okay. That's a throw me under the bus. Nah, I'm joking. Okay. So well,
like, what's your earliest memory of Toonami?
Easy. It's something because you heard our Tuesday episode, or our Wednesday, depending on how I order it. Probably our Tuesday episode where I talked about Studio Ghibli. Right, people? You heard it. I don't even say you didn't hear it. You heard it. It's actually where I started watching Studio Ghibli for the first time. Because like I remember when I lived in Japan, according to my mom, when I was a little baby, I would watch Totoro all the time. But my introduction to all of Ghibli's other works, specifically Miyazaki, was Toonami, because they had a Miyazaki month where they would just run his movies like back to back. And
yeah,
I was like,
that's where I first saw Princess Mononoke. Yeah.
The Spirited Away from me. Like it literally made me go, oh my fucking God, is animation super good? Cause it was like with animation, anime was actually the first introduction, ironically to me, of animated stories can be more than just kids' film, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like little stuff. It can be more. It can be a little more. Even though America has so many adult-oriented stuff, we really didn't popularize it that much. That anime was my first introduction. So Miyazaki month, definitely. And this is a basic answer, but it's the truth. Naruto hit something inside me. That I was like, what? I own every manga, like actual volume out of it.
Do you own the burrito ones too?
Not every single one. I started collecting them, but it's just more of a, I have the Shonen Jump app, so I'm like more patient.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm more patient with like collecting them all. Whereas like Naruto, I had to read when the volumes came out. I was like, because like I started watching anime on Toonami. What was yours? What's your first like anime to come to mind when I say the words Toonami?
Well, I will say like when I was little and lived in Georgia, I watched a lot of Fox Kids and Nickelodeon. And I really didn't know a lot about Cartoon Network. So when I came to Texas, that's what my cousins watched. And my first big introduction to Toonami and to anime was DBZ.
And a lot of people's first babies.
I remember third grade running home from school. And I would get home and I would usually either catch Sailor Moon or it'd be close to the end of the Sailor Moon episode. But right after that, Dragon Ball Z. like yeah, I lived for that. I would hear that opening and I was just like, and I was just ready for 20 minutes of guys pretending to poop with auras.
Okay, I'm done.
And so that was my earliest memory of anime and Toonami.
You want to know what like hits the back of my head and goes, remember this? I don't know why when I think Toonami legitimately, the episode of Rurouni Kenshin where he is like running through the mansion to fight these people and it's a dude with a Gatling gun because I literally as a kid was like, how the fuck is he gonna win?
I don't know my history. What?
What do you mean? I don't know anything. I don't know history. I just watched it and was like, I was a kid. My brain was mush. My brain was like poop. And I said, like, my parents never had to worry about me of doing drugs, of getting anyone pregnant or anything. Because when I was a baby, they saw me just find a comfortable spot on the living room, look up at the TV, and then just blank out for like 10 years. You know what I realized? And I know this is supposed to be a Toonami appreciation post, but I got to say this real quick. I was talking to Ari, and you know what I realized? I told her all the time, like, oh, I would watch this show like at this time or this time. Oh, I've seen every episode at this time at this time. And then it wasn't until like years of talking to her, I realized I went, I would say I watched this show at 5 o'clock. She went, yeah. But didn't I also say I watched this show and this show and this show and this show at 5 o'clock? She went, yeah. I went, I think TV, I was really good at TV because I could be able to switch back and forth, watch them all complete. What did I do? And then there's Toonami. And that's what I would do also.
So it was all 5 o'clock for you.
It was
8 hours.
No, it's more of I could balance one show. I could balance in 130 minutes, three shows at least. And I would watch three different networks. And I would be like, I was like the equivalent of a super genius. You know, one of the hacker scenes, the numbers start flying by. They have 18 screens. I see you over there and you over there and over there. But I'm like, while reading a comic or like reading Naruto, I'm like,
You really did live for those though back in the day.
That's how you got me in your room. That's how you came and just smuggled me in. Be like, Naruto kid.
Legally, we were both underage, so I think it's okay.
what is something that perforates in the back of your head? Like when I say Toonami, what is
I think of just like Tom.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
And them doing like those like little snippets of like
story.
It was just like it was deep shit. It was just like dreams, becoming a young man, blah 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 blah. And it was just like the snippets from like all these different animes, Outlaw, Tenchi Muyo, all these other ones. But it was like some deep philosophical shit. And like my 10-year-old brain was like, yeah, you're right.
You're looking at a CG, not that well CG spaceman showing clips of anime, which is like a lot of, which is us now, just not poorly CG going, don't you ever feel like you're ever alone and the universe just keeps handing you problems that you can't handle? Just remember, That's all right. That happens to everyone. And you see Rurouni Kenshin battling a Gatling, like, ah!
And I'm sitting there, face our demons. Having like this like deep like realization of my life.
He's like, don't worry, kids. We're here for you. And anime. Keep watching.
And anime. Keep watching.
Also, you're going to make it. Naruto's next.
See, you know what 2020 needs? It needs that Toonami, like,
it does have like, Toonami. Toonami's still on now.
I know, but it needs that encouragement. It needs those messages.
They like, do have it. They the did whole a, world. Did you not know they did a huge Black Lives Matter one that, like, was spread throughout the internet? Yeah, that one. Yeah. That's thank you for bringing that up, Oscar, because I'm like, that is something you're people welcome. Don't appreciate. Toonami did use their platform always to talk about other things. Like, it wasn't like the thing that makes in my mind Toonami memorable, whereas like when you think of 4Kids, it was memorable because they had all these big animes on it. When you think of all the other Saturday cartoon blocks,
did you say 4Kids had big anime?
Fuck with me and say Yu-Gi-Oh ain't big. Tell me Pokemon ain't big. Tell me
Mew Mew Pokemon Power was not on 4Kids.
Big. Yes, it was. No. It originated in 4Kids. It originated in 4Kids.
Fox Kids, maybe.
Nope.
Fox Kids,
Cartoon
maybe.
Network? I remember. No, I remember.
4Kids was way later
Oscar,
on.
Oscar, I remember the day. I remember the day. I remember the day. This is what I'm saying. Fox Kids and 4Kids are the same thing. You know that, right?
I understand that. But when it got to 4Kids, it was like. Like Kirby, Ninja Turtles, Winx Club.
Okay, so you're proving my point, Mew Mew Power. You're proving
Winx
my
Club,
point.
Winx Club.
You're proving my point. They have these big things, but this is the point I'm trying to make. All of these other ones, you were known for more of the product. The reason I think Toonami was so prevalent, even now that it was able to come back where all these other blocks weren't, is because when you saw like anime go into Adult Swim, it just became anime on Adult Swim, their anime block. But Toonami actually used their time, their platform, and everything to create something in itself. It wasn't just, like you said, a block. It was stories. It was this one long-running story of Tom. These moments where they chose to talk to their community and really tackle issues they were on. And they used their platform to make something better and memorable. And it became more than just listen to Naruto. It's say, believe it. It's look at how these all share a story of a message or something while also showing you clips of anime because you basic weeb, that's all you want.
But there was two sides to Toonami. Because you had your daytime one where it was like Sailor Moon, Tenchimuyo, DBZ. A handful of others throughout the years. Mm-hmm. But then at nighttime, you had your Trigun, your Bebop, your Outlaw Star.
Say his name.
Who?
You know the name. Continue it. There's one anime that dominated my mind and your mind at late night Toonami. And we're going to end it with him. You know it.
Fooly Cooly?
That was another one. Fooly Cooly. No. Before I go to it, Fooly Cooly? You know I fuck with so hard.
Bruh. Toonami was genius because they would show like one episode every Saturday or Friday. But when they would get to like the last episode, which was like episode 5, they would just restart it. And you would get episode 5 like once every few months. So you felt like that show was super long. And like, wait. Pretty cool is only like 5-6 episodes.
Yeah, it is. I fucking love that show. But
they're genius the way they did that. What was that?
You know the one. I hope you didn't say it and I missed it.
What?
It's about a boy, a space pirate, a space princess. I want you to know, for our audio listeners, I have an utter face of disappointment.
Hold on. There's a lot of shows on Toonami, man. Let me get my childhood back. Hold on. A space princess.
And a space pirate. She had blue hair.
That's Tenchimuyo.
Yeah. Did you say Tenchimuyo?
Yeah, I said Tenchimuyo. That was in the daytime block.
No, that was nighttime block, baby.
No. Tenchimuyo was daytime block.
No, it's nighttime block.
Mm-mm, daytime block. I'm telling you.
That horny show was nighttime block, 100%.
No, because it was Sailor Moon, DBZ, Tenchimuyo during the day for me. I'm telling you. It was very sexually frustrating for Oscar's 10-year-old little brain.
All right. I'll give you this point. Then what was your favorite nighttime one? Trigun?
Rukia. Oh, that green-haired space pirate.
Was it green or blue? I always thought it was blue.
It was like a teal. It was like a light greenish blue.
Okay, what was your favorite nighttime one then?
Oh, it was hard, man, because they had so many good ones.
Now you're making me guess, like, is that nighttime or daytime?
It was daytime. Man,
no, I mean just all the anime I'm thinking of, because was Cyborg 009?
Cyborg 009 was daytime. Daytime.
That was daytime, too? What the daytime. Fuck? That was a great one. Cyborg.
Yeah, the nighttime, because the thing was, the nighttime ones were the ones with blood. Because originally they had the edited DBZ, and it was a huge thing when they came out with DBZ Uncut on Toonami Daytime.
Okay. What was nighttime? Just Trigun, that's all you know?
No. Trigun, Outlaw, Bebop, Blue, what was it called? Blue Lagoon? No, was it Blue Lagoon? No, Black Lagoon?
Black Lagoon.
That was on there. That submarine one, I forgot what it was called.
Full Metal Panic? No, not Full Metal.
Oh, the cyborg one I wanted to watch with you, the red and blue cyborg. That was a nighttime one.
That was nighttime. Well, yeah. Oscar, what are your final thoughts on Toonami? Give us like your homage to homages.
Toonami brought the East to the West single-handedly.
Suncoast wasn't there. Suncoast wasn't there going, we're trying.
Suncoast is out of business. Toonami stayed strong. I worked there.
You were a manager there, dude.
I was, and the reason why they went down is because they were selling a crappy DVD for $30 that you could get at Walmart for $15.
I did buy Clannad, and I remember going there going, Oscar, how much is it? You were like, Enrique, I'll hide it for you. When it was closing, you're like, it'll be like 60 to 70% off. And I was like, yeah. Went there and I still paid $80 for the complete series.
The thing is, it was way overpriced. The only good thing about it is it had so much good anime and old classic films that you couldn't find anywhere else.
Yeah.
That was the beautiful thing about it.
Yeah.
But Toonami? Sadly, like new movies would come out and they were just way overpriced compared to everywhere else. But yeah, Toonami, like, I don't think I would have the mindset and love for certain genres and animation without Toonami. Cause like, you know, like Firefly exists. But I wouldn't have loved Firefly if I didn't watch Outlaw and Cowboy Bebop as a kid.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
So it really gave me that mindset of
why didn't we do Firefly for the genre space I like. Pirate?
I know, right?
Like our space, like Kyle even just Western.
Even just game. The movie Serenity.
Wow, we really fucked that up.
Yeah, next time.
That was our live action version of it. We had two animes, an American animation.
Literally, Firefly is just live action Cowboy Bebop.
Toonami's good, people.
Toonami's
go
great.
Watch it now. We're not sponsored by them. But Toonami, if you want to.
Tom,
I like how each episode is us Tom? Pitching ourselves.
So,
why? This is an audio podcast. Tom. This is
hey,
whisper
man.
Softer.
Let me tell you something, man. Like,
okay, I could.
I will oil those gears. Stroke that bad rotating cup. Like, I will do whatever
that
you want.
Has been burnt out coffee code brew. Like, are we like,
Oscar, he's voiced by Steve Blum, who's the voice of our childhood. The voice of our childhood.
Oscar, there's a difference between pitching ourselves to get a sponsor than to just straight up whoring ourselves. Hey, McDonald's,
I'm loving it.
This could be a McFlurry straw.
I'm just saying, like,
this is the worst we've done.
Weinstein's gone. We gotta, like,
no!
Oh, God.
No, bad joke. No.
I know.
This has been burnt out coffee.
Coke I love you, Steve Blum. I heard
he
you at a Comic Con one time, and I almost fainted.
This is the episode that we pray gets buried. This is going to be the one that, like, 10 years later, Oscar, when people go, they try to cancel you. They're like, he literally pitched himself as the next Harvey Weinstein.
No.
And I'm going to be like, he did.
He's like, Ellen gets worse.
Thank you for watching Burnt Talk Coffee. We hope you enjoyed our Toonami-centric episode. I'm sorry if you're an... I'm Enrico Rosado at Writer Rosado. That's Oscar Fernandez, soon to be canceled at Oscar Farts.
I can go the distance. I can find my way.
And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Our question for the episode is twofold. One, what is your favorite Toonami memory? Like, what mm-hmm. hits in the back of your head when we say the word Toonami? And two, how long does Oscar have left? A month, two, three, four? Should I start looking for a new co-host?
I'm the Tom Green of the show.
I don't get that reference.
It's shock value. He had a show where it was just like all shock value. Remember we talked about him last time and you had the exact same reaction?
Oscar, that's what people are going to say about you. I'm the Oscar Fernandez.
Who?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the Toonami Weinstein guy. I remember that scandal.
From Burnt Out Coffee? And they're like,
yeah.
I don't know the podcast you're talking. What the fuck's a Burnt Out Coffee? And I'm going to be at every
Since Oscar got canceled, they had to change the name. Now it's just called the Bean Team.
Just called the Bean Team. And it's just me going, is anyone out there? Hello?
Hello?
Today I'm going to talk about another live action animated blend called Tom and Jerry 2. Tom's King Returns. I don't know. I gave up long ago. Thank you for watching Burnt Out Coffee. Listening or fucking... thanks. Just thanks. Thank you.